What's going to happen now is that so I'm going to go around embarrassing, no, sorry, interviewing all the great people who work for the famous Risk fan club. This is me, Howard, by the way. And you can't hear him, but Benny's here, and he might bark and do that kind of thing during the course of these events. And so the first person we're going to talk to today is Thelma. And we're quite closely related. And so, Thelma, so what's it like then running the fan club, and what's it like getting all these letters from people?
Well, it's really fantastic. I mean, we get letters from all over the world, and it's really, we really all enjoy doing it and answering all the letters, and keeps us very busy.
Yeah, it's because you've got lots of people who just specially write to you now, haven't you?
Yes, yes. I think I should have a Thelma Jones fan club.
Yeah, you're on fun. I think actually you're becoming a little bit too popular. Becoming
taking over.
Becoming more popular than me. I mean, it is my fan club.
Yeah, we are closely related, Howard.
That's right. And here's another person. This person is sort of got executive responsibilities. This is Jan. We're quite closely related as well. So Jan, what's it like?
Terrible.
So you know, you don't actually sort of, you can't write back very much, can you? Because you're on tour with me. So what you know, what do you do?
Well, that's what everyone keeps asking me. No, because we're on tour so much, Jill and I, we tend to do the magazine side of it, which goes out twice a year. So that's mainly our job, researching and keeping everybody up to date with things that have gone on, touring and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So what's the fan club all about then?
The main idea, I think, of the fan club really is to keep everybody in contact with what's going on and what you're doing. And the main thing about it is that they know about your ideas and what you're about. And it's a very personalised thing rather than a sort of an official type thing where you get standard letters back and...
Yeah.
So we make it as friendly as possible.
Yeah, that's right. So we move on now to Jill. Jill's really looking forward to the few questions I've lined up for her. So Jill, you have quite a lot to do with the catering, don't you? When we go out on tour and things like that.
Yes.
Do you? Is this true? Or
it's
is it just
true,
a rumour?
Yeah, it's true. It's not a vicious rumour.
Yeah.
True.
So because you just cook all our vegetarian food, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and also you're sort of pretty involved with the fan club, I hear. No, I know for a fact.
Yes.
So what's it like?
I really enjoy doing the catering because it's really nice to cook for people who are vegetarian, and I suppose it's important to all of us.
Yeah.
That, you know, that I do that, and that we're able to eat vegetarian food wherever we go.
Yeah.
And it's really nice working in the fan club too. Great company. Great letters.
That's right.
A nice person to work for.
Oh, well, that's probably nice of you. And
can I have a pay rise?
That's funny because I never feel like that people work for me. I always feel that people like I work with them. It's definitely that kind of feeling.
Yeah, I
hate to think that. Yeah, anyway. So and over on you can't see this, but Peggy's sitting right over on the right. And so Peggy, what do you got to say?
Nothing.
Yes, you have. I know. Yes, you have, Peggy.
Speechless.
Yeah. Peggy's absolutely brilliant lady who I'm sure a lot of you know. She writes to a lot of people. And so what do you think? You know, what do you get out of doing the fan club?
Well, I enjoy writing to the various fans all over the world and the feeling of contact between the various countries from far afield, you know, through Australia, New Zealand and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
Getting replies back and sort of continuation of correspondence over various, weeks and months seems to go on.
It's great, isn't it, the way that people like, you really get some quite personal letters, don't you, people who really sort of bear their... They're so on that. I'm so glad that there's such nice people like you writing back to them and respecting that. It's great.
Well, they're nice people that write in. I mean, they write very nice letters. And it's nice to get them. It's nice to know what they think about the songs and the music.
Yeah, it is.
You appreciate it so much, you know.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. Yeah, it's great. Right. Okay. Well. Anyway, we all have done this little disc because we want to wish everyone a happy Christmas, and say how much we appreciate you writing in and being fans and everything. And so we, I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but you could play it on Christmas Day or something. So we'll just finish off with another rousing tune. Which is going to be. No, I'll just give you a quick snippet of something that's going to be on the album. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This is just a piano and vocal version, right? You can look at the menu, but you just can't eat. You can feel the cushions, but you can't have a seat. You can dip your foot in the pool, but you can't have a swim. But you can't commit the sin. And you wonder, and you want to. You wonder what, and you wonder, and you want to. No one ever is to blame. So it's just a snippet. That's called No One's to Blame. Mm. And because we're up here at the studio at the moment, working on the album with Rupert and Steve and Andy, and we're having a great time. So anyway, so we're all going to say Happy Christmas and see you on tour or whatever.
Happy Christmas, everyone! Woo!